Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA is canceling more trains on several lines again today because of federally mandated fire inspections. But if most of the fleet has already been inspected, why aren't more cars returning to service? KYW's Mike DiNardo takes a look.
SEPTA says it's on pace to meet Friday's federal deadline to inspect its Silverliner 4 rail cars. As of Monday morning, 193 of the 223 cars have finished inspections, but only 70 are back on the tracks. The reason, says SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush, is that during the inspections, crews are finding non-safety critical issues on the 50-year-old cars. Plus, SEPTA is still installing the required thermal detection units on each car. So he says about 120 cars are still in the shop.
It's a numbers crunch. We have a lot of those things coming together right now that are resulting in many more cars than usual being sidelined.
Bush says as cars are repaired, more are gradually expected to return to service by the end of the year. In the meantime, SEPTA is working to bring in cars from Maryland. But he says even if they were acquired right away, it would be several weeks before they could provide any relief to commuters. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia Congressman Brandon Boyle criticized Pennsylvania senators for their vote approving a bill to end the government shutdown and not holding out for a compromise on health insurance costs. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Love reports.
Congressman Boyle says he's disappointed that Senator John Fetterman voted with Republicans to get initial passage of a bill that would fund the government through January but would eliminate subsidies for the health insurance that 2 million Pennsylvanians rely on. Boyle said he's also mystified about why Democrats would break ranks now after last week's election showed voters' anger at the GOP.
The American people have shown that quite correctly they understand that Republicans are shutting down the government because they're so hell-bent on these health care cuts taking place. I think there was the real opportunity to get House Republicans in swing seats to join with us.
Fetterman has voted consistently with Republicans on the shutdown. In a statement, he said, "I'm sorry to our military, SNAP recipients, government workers, and Capitol Police who haven't been paid in weeks." Republican Senator Dave McCormick posted on social media, "American families deserve better than government shutdowns." Boyle says, though, he's not giving up. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A judge has ruled against Sean Higgins and his attorneys in their attempt to get some potentially incriminating statements excluded from his vehicular homicide trial. Higgins is accused of killing hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew in a DUI accident last August. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on the hearing.
On the night of the accident that killed the Gaudreau brothers, Sean Higgins admitted to drinking before hitting Matthew and John while they were riding bikes. Higgins' defense attorneys unsuccessfully tried to have some of his statements excluded as evidence at trial, saying he wasn't properly read his rights before speaking with police at the scene. Their argument hinged on the timing of questioning and when Higgins was officially in custody. They also wanted statements from his official interview at the station excluded because at one point he asked if he should have a lawyer and then kept on answering questions. Judge Michael Silvanio sided with prosecutors, noting that Higgins was read his Miranda rights three times and that police never coerced him into making incriminating statements or acted unlawfully. Another pre-trial hearing is scheduled for December 15th. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In sports, a nerve-wracking finish in Green Bay, but the Eagles pull through in the end with a 10-7 victory on Monday Night Football. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Not a great game if you love offense. The Eagles and Packers combined for 10 punts in this one, including six in a row during one stretch of the second quarter. Finally, on the Birds' first drive of the second half, Jake Elliott put them on the board from 39 yards out.
The kick is away, and the kick is good! And we've got a score, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagles are up 3-0.
Merrill Reese and Mike Quick for 94 WIP. That was especially key because the Eagles forced a fumble at the end of the first half while the Packers were in field goal range. In the fourth quarter, following a 41-yard catch and run from Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts connected with a leaping Devontae Smith for a beautiful 36-yard touchdown pass. The Birds' defense, which was excellent, finally bent and allowed the Packers to mount a persistent touchdown drive. Another forced fumble on a hurried 4th-and-1 while the Packers were trying to put together a game-tying or go-ahead drive seemed like it would ice the game, but the Eagles surrendered the ball with just enough time for North Penn and Temple alum Brandon McManus to attempt a 64-yard game-tying field goal. Nail-biting aside, the kick was no good, and the Birds advanced to 7-2 with their third straight win. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.